From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Lissy Taylor, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Like the sunrise, you warm me up. I'll wear your favorite shirt, the one with Jim Beam on. I listen to your piano, taking you to another place. I like to watch your concentrated face. 'Cause if I could, I'd pick you up in your house. I'd be standing by my car. You'd come and kiss me in your front yard. No wonder if you would run away with me. We could live in the backseat of my daydream. You'd ask where we're going, I'd say I don't mind. As long as you're coming, I don't care. You can decide. Just keep driving, listening to old rock and roll. And I'll make some money with my guitar so we can retire. We get old. 'Cause if I could, I'd pick you up in your house. I'd be standing by my car. You come and kiss me in your front yard.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, welcome to Red Barn Radio, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight is our 609th live concert performance. We are so incredibly pleased to present a program of great live music with Lissy Taylor. Lissy is a young up-and-coming singer-songwriter with a distinctive voice and a skill for writing emotionally charged lyrics that instantly grab your attention and they leave you wanting more. She commenced a BA honors degree in songwriting at the British Institute of Modern Music in Manchester in September 2017 and has continued to perform at festivals and venues in and around England. Tonight, however, we are so glad to welcome Lissy Taylor back to America and to the Red Barn stage. Let's give it up for Lissy Taylor.
The next song I'm going to do is called Home, and it's from my first album, Reminds Me of You. And this is the first song I wrote when I moved to America, I think, yeah.
I will try my best for you. There's not much more I can do. You've seen me laugh, you've heard me cry. You are my heaven, my earth and sky. Always running free, here I can almost see the sea. Teach me the things I need to know. Watch out for me as I go. Guide me home. Guide me. Guide me home. Got lost in country roads. The conversation always flowed. I close my eyes and I'm already there, already breathing the morning air. See, teach me the things I need to know. Watch over me.
now, here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Lissy Taylor.
Thanks, Renee. Lissy, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we are with Miss Lissy Taylor. Lissy is not a resident of Lexington anymore, though we think of her as our own. I think there are a lot of people here who attended school with her. Are there not? How many of you out there attended school with Lissy over at Sayre? You came to Lexington in 2015. Why is it that your family moved here?
We moved here just because of my dad's job. That's what brought us here. So really, it's completely random that we came because it was so last minute that we came, but I'm super thankful for it that we did.
Are you also thankful that it was last minute and you didn't have a lot of opportunity to sort of think, oh no, who am I leaving and what?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of that kind of thinking because it was quite a short amount of time. It was minimalized, so.
If you care, show me, don't shout about it. Tears blur the lights and cloud my mind. Do you really love me? I highly doubt it. What would you regret in my demise? People breaking up my mind like it's a puzzle. People breaking up my mind like it's a puzzle. God knows I struggle. Cause there's nothing to say, nothing to choose. All I do is pray. There's no escape, no road to take. I'm calling Mayday. Is this the sky or the ocean? It's white, it's blue. Floating in my emotions, in my pride. I see nobody, only solitude. And mother knows I should have lied. People breaking up my mind like it's a puzzle. People breaking up my mind like it's a puzzle. God knows I struggle. Cause there's nothing to say, nothing to choose. All I do is pray. There's no escape, no hope to take. I'm calling me. Wax and you are the fire burning me down. I won't forget this hard mess is crashed and burned now. I'm calling Mayday, I'm calling Mayday, I'm calling Mayday, Mayday.
When you got here, did you realize that it was just going to be a short-term arrangement for you?
No, I wasn't really sure how long we were going to be here. It really grew on me, because initially I did not want to come, because I was just I'm happy with my friends and my dog at home, but I really enjoyed it. I've got my green card now, so I can decide if I ever want to come back, you know. I'm super excited to see what the future holds, really, when I finish my degree, I can decide where's best for me to be.
Before you moved here to this particular place in the United States, mm-hmm. What kind of notions did you have about what Kentucky would be like?
I didn't really know much about it, to be honest. I just thought it's going to be fairly rural, and I thought there was going to be a lot of fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it. I didn't really have anything to go by other than what I saw on the internet when I Googled it.
Kentucky takes the brunt of lots of different kinds of stereotypes, you know, at least for sure in this, within this country. And I was just kind of curious to know. So it's more sort of the brand in other countries. It's more sort of the Kentucky brand. Gotcha. Talk about your schooling, where you are now at the British and Irish Modern Music Institute.
It's been very, very cool. I've enjoyed it entirely, to the point where some of it hasn't felt like I've been at school Obviously, like, I've had exams and I've had essays and projects to do, but I've completely enjoyed all of it. I love some of my classes. We had a performance class.
Because this was your first
year, Yeah, I was just in my first year. We had one class where, well, it's kind of two classes that complemented each other. So we had one class where each week there would be two of us that would bring in songs that we've wrote, and the group would workshop the songs, and then in the second lesson, the house band would work with us, and we'd do all the instrumentation for the song. And then we'd perform it, and we'd kind of get judged and tweak bits as we go along. And for me, that was the most fun lesson, just because it was so hands-on and super creative, and just really cool to play about with ideas and other people's ideas. It sparked totally new things and like ways to look at it. So I really enjoyed that, and the teachers there are incredible because they're so in tune with the industry and they're still doing a lot of things in the industry. I got to speak to some of them. Like, for instance, one of the guys that taught the performance class, he used to be the guitarist for the band Oasis a long time ago. Nice. And it was my week, and I played You Can't Keep Me. Right. And after I played, I was having a chat with him. He's like, I really like your song. And I had a chat with him more so. And he's like, oh, yeah, I used to be like the guitarist for Oasis when Noel left. And I was like,
did he say it with that kind of voice? Like,
yeah, just really, really casually. And I was just like, oh, my God. Goodness, like, that's so cool. And that would never happen if I wasn't there. I wouldn't have those kind of people like listening to my stuff and giving feedback. And so I really enjoy it.
Boy, you gotta go, you're no good for me, although I do enjoy your company, but you got to leave. Yeah, you got so many tricks up your sleeve, oh boy. Rolling dice, but I'm not playing games. I'm a rolling stone. I can't be tame. No, 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 you're to blame. And I'm a little jazz singer. I sing when it's sober. Boy, you can't keep me from the rock and roll. I'm a little jazz singer. I sing when it's sober. You can't keep me from the rock. Car you're driving into the ground. You don't treat me right, but I'm an independent woman. I can do what I like, so bye bye. And not so Mr. Nice Guy. And I'm a little jazz singer. I sing with soul. Stay out of touch. Do me a favor and leave. You've ran out of luck. I've had enough. And I'm a little jazz singer, and I sing with soul. But boy, you can't keep me from my rock and roll. And I'm a little jazz singer, I sing with soul.
Are there people who board at the school that you're attending, or is it just like a day camp, a day and night type campus?
Yeah, the school doesn't have like its own accommodation or anything. It's literally like just the two school buildings are just classrooms. But they put on a lot of events as well. But other than that, like, they don't help out with like anywhere staying. It's literally just to to do your work.
You get private training as well there? Do you get some, you know, like for instance, one-on-one vocal training or instrument training?
You can like sign up for extra classes and stuff if they have space. Sometimes you can do that. Most of the time you don't have one-on-one, but the class sizes are really small. So if you're lucky, if everyone's sick, you might get like two people in a class and then it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, so right.
That happens sometimes.
I really loved hearing about your performance class and that idea of collaborating with other people. It seems to me, as you know, as I've talked to musicians over the years, so many of them have said the same thing, that a real turning point for them was that feeling you get when you have a really unique collaboration going on and you're sharing in somebody else's song and somebody else is supporting, kind of hears what your song is about and really pushes it. Have you had some other experiences working with working with full bands, for instance?
I have a few folks that I've met at the university that help me out just playing my stuff, and they're super helpful and really nice guys, and that really talented in what they do because they study just their instrument like I study songwriting, so they're really good. But in class, most of the time you'll have a house band that's provided. People that go to the university will just volunteer and just be like, I'm free this hour, I'll play guitar for this class. So I really enjoy it there, it's really good.
That's great.
I'm not here to stand around, I'm here to get things done. Like American Pharoah, boy am I proud, and babe I was born to run. Hail Israel, heaven's design, I'm an animal, I'm a stud. Speeding down I-75 into the blazing sun. And it's too late for turning back, I'm sorry for all the things to come.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Lissy Taylor, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Lissy Taylor after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.